Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to conclude the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin and begin the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin. So we are up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Yud. So again, we've been talking about Shnei Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu. Two Chatzeros, one deeper in than the other, and the only way for residents of the inner Chatzer to get out is by going through the outer Chatzer. So Shachach Echad Min HaChitzon V'Lo Erev, if one member of the outer Chatzer forgot to join in the Erev, HaPnimus Mutaris, then you're allowed to carry in the inner Chatzar, because it has a perfectly kosher Eruv. Vachitzona Asura, but you're not allowed to carry in the outer Chatzar, because that does not have a perfectly kosher Eruv. Mina Pnimis Vlo Eruv, if one of the members of the inner Chatzar didn't join in the Eruv, but everyone in the outer Chatzar has joined in the Eruv, then Shteyan Asuros, then both Chatzeros are Asur. The inner Eruv is possible because there's someone that didn't join, and the outer Eruv is possible because the Bnei HaChatzar HaPnimis, the people who live in the inner chatzer, have drisa seregel through the outer chatzer, and they didn't join in the eruv, and so they're not able to carry, and that ruins the outer eruv as well. So the Mishnah now talks about what if nasnu eruvan b'makom echad? What if both chatzeros joined in a single eruv together, not independent eruvin? V'shachach echad bein min apnimis bein min achitzon velo eruv, and someone in either one of the chatzeros did not join in the eruv, then shtehen asuros. Then you're not allowed to carry in the inner chatzer nor in the outer chatzer, because the eruv is simply possible, because since they all joined in one eruv, anyone, any member of either chatzer is going to possible the entire eruv, because that eruv is supposed to make both chatzeros into a single unit, so it's only going to be kosher if everyone joins together. Now, if the person who forgot is someone from the outer chatzer, the inner people in the inner chatzer could just say, you know what, we're no longer in partnership with the outer chatzer. When we all contributed our food, our matzahs, we are now making it that it's our own eruv in our own inner chatzer. But still, that's not going to allow them to carry, because the eruv was kept in the outer chatzer. And if you separate, you know, if they try to break off from the outer chatzer, they're going to not have an eruv at all, because they don't have the eruv in their chatzer. And similarly, if the person who forgot to join is someone from the inner chatzer, the outer chatzer doesn't gain anything by separating from the inner chatzer, because the people from the inner chatzer are able to walk through the outer chatzer. So the drisa regel will ruin it. So that is how that halacha plays out. V'im hayu shel yechidim, if both chatzeros had yechidim living in them, meaning not a group of people, just individuals, enim shrichim lariv, then they don't need to make an eruv together. You're allowed to carry anyway, because the guy living in the inner chatzer is allowed to carry in the inner chatzer without an eruv, because he's the only one living there, and his right to walk through the outer chatzer doesn't aser anything, because that assumes like the Tanakama in the last Mishnah, who says that when carrying is mutter in the inner chatzer, then it's not going to aser, the drisa regel from the inner chatzer is not going to aser anything. So now we move on to Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, talks about if you have a chatzer that's separated by a wall, but there's a window in the wall where you could pass things between the two chatzeros. Chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. You have a window in the wall between two chatzeros. Arba'a al arba'a b'toch hasara. If the window is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, within 10 tfachim of the ground. So ma'arvin shnayim, then they can make two different eruv chatzeros if they want to, because the wall is a valid wall that separates the two chatzeros. But v'imratzu ma'arvin echad, if they want, they can make a single eruv between the two of them, because the window is enough of a pesach between them to join them together. It's big enough, it's close enough to the ground, it's usable enough to join them together. So if they want to be considered one unit, they can be. Pachos me'arba al arba, but if the window is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which is very tiny, it's a small window, olamala me'asara, or even if it's a larger window, but even the bottom of the window is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, then they have to make two separate eruv. Eruvin, because they're not really joined. Ve'ein Ma'ar V'necha, they may not make a single Eruv. So the window is not considered to really be a Pesach between them, so they're considered to be two separate Chetzeros. If it's less than 4x4 Tvachim, it's not a Pesach because you just can't easily use it. There's not much it's usable for. And if it's higher than 10 Tvachim off the ground, it's not easy to use as a Pesach, even if it is very big, because it's just so high off the ground. So too small or too high off the ground, and the chatzeros are considered to be separate chatzeros. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, we learned that if a member of the outer chatzor forgot to join in the Eruv, the inner chatzor is still fine, it's just that the outer chatzor is aser. If a member of the inner chatzor forgot to join in the Eruv, then they're both going to be aser. And then we said, but if they both put their Eruv in one place, meaning they both put their Eruv in the outer chatzor, and one member of either chatzor forgot to join, whether it be min apnimis, whether it be min achitzona, so they're both going to be aser. And the bnei apnimis can't say, oh, we're breaking off from the chitzona, because the eruv is in the chitzona. And the bnei achitzona can't say, we're breaking off from the pnimis, because if the pnimis are not allowed to carry, then it's going to aser with drisas haregel. And then we said that if you have just one individual living in each of these chatzeros, in the inner one and the outer one, then it's mutter. Neither of them needs an eruv. Then Mishnah Aleph, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you have a wall in between two chatzeros, so if the wall has a window that qualifies as a Pesach, then they have the option of making one eruv or two independent eruvin. A Pesach would mean the opening starts within 10 tvachim the ground, and the opening is at least 4x4 tvachim. But if the wall does not, if the window does not qualify as a Pesach, then they must make two separate eruvin, because they are really legitimately two separate chatzeros. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis.